Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, July 16, 2024. Pre-market report, sit back, because you and I, we got this, and there is no way we're going to lose, and I can promise you that. Anyway, let's talk. So there are several dynamics in play right now that are right in our face. Honestly, it's too easy. And that's really what I want to talk about. Let's back up for a moment. So with regard to certain dynamics that are in play right now, there is a phenomenon occurring right in our face that you and I, honestly, if we do not take action to take advantage of it, we're going to be left in the dust. And I mean in the dust. What am I talking about? Wall Street right now. Wall Street is scrambling like you can't believe to jump in front of or in or get in on the Trump trade. Four specific things, four, are already happening and are about to happen to a much greater degree moving forward. Let me just say this one more time in case you have missed any of my last videos. Trump is a lock for the presidential selection here. Wall Street knows it, and they're getting their heads around it. They're putting themselves in the right spots. The richest people are doing the same thing, the 1 and 2 percenters. And again, if you don't take advantage of these four things that I'm going to outline for you, which we've covered over the past few days anyway, you're going to get left in the dust, and that's not what I want to happen to you. So I was just writing down a few things here. So as I explained, or I just said, pay attention to this statement. Wall Street is scrambling to take advantage of this. And it's pretty deep stuff. Number one, okay. Number one, with regard to, you know what, I'm going to stick to these four things, and then I'm going to tell you what I was about to say. Number one, expect a much higher stock market. Number two, expect Bitcoin and cryptos to surge. Number three, expect a steep drop in bond yields, more asset purchases by the Federal Reserve. Expect much higher inflation on the back of dollar devaluation. Now let's talk about the stock market here, okay? There's no price discovery anymore. You all know that. It's become a free-for-all. It's about oceans of debt that have been pulled into the system and are about to get much more dramatic moving forward. What we're going to see with regard to surging debt is going to be beyond anyone's wildest dreams. And again, the more debt that's pulled into the system, again, it's the worse off the people are. But Wall Street, the Wall Street elite are loving this, okay? And you and I are going to mimic what they are doing. And it's not a hard thing to actually understand and take advantage of. So the phenomenon of a cratering economy, not just here in the United States, but around the world, is going to accelerate as more debt is pulled into the system, okay? With regard to surging of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you got to start thinking outside the box. If, in fact, we can take who will soon be President Trump's second term at his word over and over and over again, the man has called himself the Bitcoin president. The man has called himself the crypto president. He and the Republican Party have gotten behind this. So what do you think Wall Street is going to do? The investment banks, the elite, do you think they're going to just sit back and do nothing, or are they going to start acquiring this stuff, realizing that Trump is going to pump Bitcoin and cryptos higher than you could possibly imagine? As again, see, this is really a double-edged kind of situation here. In my perspective, and I've explained this to you for I don't know how freaking long, if you just look at two factors with regard to cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, it'll be clear to you to understand why. Regardless of how you may feel about the asset class, why you need to own some of this stuff, the market cap, the overall value of cryptocurrency is about the size of one DAO component. The amount of individuals that actually own Bitcoin, it's fractional. So the room to grow here is immense. The same thing with regard to holding hard assets. You don't have few people actually hold physical gold and physical silver. I know you do. You're one of the elite, and that's another thing that the rich and the elite are taking advantage of. What this environment is guaranteed to create is more extreme distortions in the price action of assets. When you have a mechanism of exploding debt, and we haven't seen anything yet, we know that President Trump is the king of debt. Over the last three presidents, he has outspent them all. Okay, that's not going to stop either. The man loves debt. He said he loves debt. And we need to take him at his word. So we're going to see again a mechanism to pull a lot more debt into the now, which will, of course, make the Federal Reserve monumentally stronger. Look, there's no way out of the situation that's developing here. I believe that the how this is going to play out is just going to accelerate the move into this new system, okay, that we have. They already have, okay? It's just a matter of them introducing it to the rest of us here. So if we know for a fact that we can't stop this, and Trump is going to accelerate it moving forward, why not take advantage of it? Again, price action distortions like you can't believe. Now, let's go back to that a little bit. If we realize that we're going to see surging debts like beyond anyone's wildest dreams, what do you want to do? Does that mean you should stay in the dollar here, or you should dump these things like there's no tomorrow? Exactly. Get out of the dollar. Not just the dollar. Get out of any and every central bank issued note. These are units of debt which are going to be devalued on a grand scale moving forward. None more so than the US dollar, okay? Trump is going to make sure, and he said it repeatedly. Don't take Greg Mannarino's word for it. Look it up for yourself. Weaker dollar. Weaker dollar. Dollar's too strong. He also is going to have the Fed get in here and buy a lot more debt. We're already seeing this. Let's just have a little fun here, you and me. This is Powell. Powell, this is yesterday, by the way. Powell said he will not send any signal, no signal at all, when rate cuts might commence. Let me ask you, maybe we should ask him, who's buying all the debt now? This is the U.S. 10-year yield from this morning. It is in a downward spiral, and this is going to get much more dramatic moving forward. This is being reflected in the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Again, people, this is free to you. Take advantage of it. Link in the description of the video. Look at this trend. This is what you're witnessing here is massive asset purchases, massive debt buying by the Federal Reserve. But remember, there's going to be no signal. None. They're doing it now. They're dropping rates now by buying all the debt. And this is also obviously a weaker dollar. You're watching the Dixie again. On a relative strength basis, the dollar is going to appear as the most beautiful belle at the ball. But again, currencies in aggregate are being destroyed by their issuing central bank. This mechanism is going to get much more dramatic during at least the first part of Trump's tenure here, as the debt is vastly inflated, as the currency is, the dollar more specifically, is sucked dry of more purchasing power here. Again, if you believe that the issue of inflation is going to just change, it can't. There's no way to stop it. And the fact that we're going to see a lot more asset purchases by the Federal Reserve, which is going to vault the stock market even higher, well, then it's a no-brainer here for you. With regard to this whole issue with mark-to-market, with regard to the major institutions, the major banks, I believe it's already happening here. I did a whole thing on mark-to-market accounting. What they're doing, these institutions, this is Bank of America, my least favorite Wall Street institution here. I believe of all the mega banks, this one is in the worst shape from a financial standpoint. I would avoid Bank of America, I'll be honest with you. May end up being the fall guy for the system. when it eventually comes down again. Debt market implosion, you all know that. The debt market is being fueled. It's a time bomb. Trump is going to make sure this gets fueled even faster moving forward. Again, to issue in the new system. I've already told you, look, put politics aside. Please do that. If you can't do it, go away, because you don't belong here. You need to be a thinker. You need to be a person who understands the dynamics in play. I've been telling all of you the Fed needs an ally. The Fed's going to have an ally. The Fed's going to get a guy in here looking to suck the purchasing power of the dollar out further, vastly increase the debt, allow the Fed to buy more assets, which makes them even stronger, because that's their goal. You know that. That's also going to create opportunity. Again, Wall Street foaming, foam pouring out of their mouth, thinking about these Trump trades. Again, a much higher stock market, much higher debt. Bond traders are going to be spraying their shorts all over the place, 3-4 times an hour, okay, as bond yields drop here, creating a massive rally in the debt market. Debt rallies when it's bought up. That's how the debt market works, okay? I'm pretty sure we're on the same page with all this. Now, with regard to Bitcoin, going back, expect institutional investing here with regard, or buying with regard to Bitcoin. Trump is the Bitcoin president. He's told us that already, and I believe that's exactly how it's going to play out. Anyway, so with going back to mark-to-market, look at this. Bank of America tops estimates here. It's just shocking to see what we're witnessing here. These investment banks ripping, really, are they honestly ripping the face off of the market by their prudent investments, or is this all mark-to-market? Again, mark-to-market, very simple to understand. An investment bank like this one can book future profits on an investment that they make now. Even if it's not profitable in the future, they can book it now. And of course, the big wigs get paid all their bonuses. You understand how this works? It's twisted. This is Enron. America has become Enron. Anyway, look, people, my job here, okay, is to keep all of you, which I have done for a very, very long time, and I will not stop, on the right side of this equation. This is too easy for us. If we realize that Wall Street is jumping in front of the Trump trade, it's already involved. I mean, what? Look, the market was pricing this in. I told you before the assassination attempt, Trump was going to win. Dynamics changed. At first, it looked like Biden. This changed dramatically. How did that happen? What happened behind closed doors? Both Biden and Trump went to Wall Street, as they all do, every president, every presidential hopeful, and they lay their case out why they should be president. They make their promises to Wall Street first. Then they come to you. Understand? You see that dynamic here? That's how it works out. You don't believe Greg Mannarino? Maybe you should look it up for yourself and get a little educated. That's how it works. Once they make their promises to Wall Street, you come second. I don't think that's fair. Unfortunately, that's the system. That's where we're at. So again, four things are going to happen. A much higher stock market on surging debt. Bitcoin, much higher. Cryptocurrencies in aggregate, but Bitcoin specifically, because that's what Trump is telling us. Bitcoin president. A steep drop in bond yields, meaning at the same time, I want you to think about what I'm going to say to you here. At the same time the stock market rallies, we're going to get a massive rally in the debt market. How does that work? Unless some mysterious entity is buying all the debt, of course. And much, much higher inflation here. Much steeper currency devaluation. I believe also a few other things are going to happen here. The move to the two-tier society, the 1 and 2%ers who are taking advantage of this Trump trade, they're going to do fantastic. The people in the middle class are going to be systematically eradicated faster, fall to the lower rung of society. A lot of paper wealth, though. Oh, you're going to see a lot of people with their 401k plans, to use another term here, or the same one, spray their shorts. I am a multimillionaire. Look at my 401k plan. It's all going away. Okay, you're not going to get out fast enough, unless, of course, you follow Greg Mannarino. I'll help you with that. A lot of you, unfortunately, are locked into these kinds of things, but there's ways out of it. We'll talk more about that later on. So look, what's the takeaway here? Again, expect what I just told you to play out. It's already happening, period. So we're going to do what we need to do to keep ourselves ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve, to capitalize on the current situation, to not allow ourselves to be destroyed. because that's what they're trying to do to us, all of them. Okay, the system, this Babylon system, first of all, it's not real. All of it is just propped up on the back of surging debt, which is going to surge much, much higher moving forward. Trump is going to make sure of that as well. You think debts are going to get better? Oh, gosh. I can't handle it. All right, anyway, look, this guy here loves you, laugh in the heart. People, look, stop with the politics, all right? I'm telling you the way it is. If you can't handle it, you need to go somewhere else and find some other guy that's going to blow sunshine and rainbows straight up your crack. Greg Mannarino is going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. You'll come around one day as you watch the dynamics in play, how they're going here. Unfortunately, most of you are going to be too late. Not those of you that follow this blog, because I got your back. And I'll never let you down. So that's where we are. People, look, I'll see you later. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Have some questions ready for me. And again, the stuff I cover here, don't take my word for anything. Use your own God-given intellect. Does it sound right to you, or am I way off base? Because Trump is divine, and he's going to save us all. I tell you, look back on history. People who have adopted that mentality towards world leaders have all ended in ruin. Ruin. And it's always the same kind of concept. All right, look, I'm out of here. Love you a lot. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other.